relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
I thought Magnum P.I. was Friday music. I'm confused. Chad?
I thought I'd give you a little present on this Thursday.
Is it the prequent?
It's the prequent. It's the prequent. Is it every day worth celebrating at the end of the day?
In this studio, it is. Thank you, my friend. Whenever I feel a little need for a little Philip, a little I just check out my old buddy, Thomas Magnum. Oh, Magnum P.I. All of that great crew. What a great show. Okay, I'm going to take a call in a second. I got to play some amazing things for you, but I need to do a survey of the gargantuan team here at America First. I want a one-sentence comment on Elon Musk. Let's start with the professor. Your take on the great Elon.
Might one day take over the world.
Might one day take over the world. So hard to tell whether he's in favor or not there. I'm not sure. Very nicely done. He walked the tightrope there. Let's go to Eric. Your take on the great Musk.
Trying to become a cultural phenomenon in a similar vein to President Trump.
Okay. And I just want, do you like him or not? Let's go to Mr. G.
Complete fraud, overrated by millennials.
Oh, complete fraud? What about the rockets and the cars?
The electric cars?
Yes.
Okay. Everything he's gotten involved with comes with a bunch of government spending. Sorry, I'm going over my sentence.
Yeah, it sounds like someone got a sentence. Or two sentences, I guess.
Because I was getting this kind of neutral pablum from you guys. I couldn't tell whether you liked him or not. Do you like him?
No.
Okay, Eric, do you like him?
I can't quite say yes or no for sure on that one.
Oh, blimey. You can't be half pregnant, guys, seriously. Okay, let me read to you what the great Elon has proclaimed recently, which just created a $30 billion drop in the value of Dogecoin, I think, or Bitcoin, or whatever. Tesla has suspended vehicle purchases using Bitcoin. Hey, Elon, I thought you were cutting edge, man. We are concerned about rapidly increasing use of fossil fuels for Bitcoin mining and transactions, especially coal, which has the worst emissions of any fuel. Now, for those of you who didn't hear our Bitcoin exposition and our cryptocurrency exposition 2 days ago, these aren't people with pickaxes in the ground mining something. Bitcoin is virtual. It's not a real currency. When they say mining, it means servers, computer servers are generating Bitcoin electronic value. And what do you need to run computers? Electricity. Where does the electricity come from? Coal. So this is Elon Musk, who I think is he's weird. He really, I met him many times in the White House. He used to hang out there like he was in the playground in the first few months. Every time he could, he came to visit the president, hung out with us in the West Wing. So I got to know the guy a little bit. He's weird. But I like him a little bit. I like him a little bit. But Elon, as I tweeted to you today, what the hell are you doing? I mean, seriously, you're known for one thing. The Tesla, okay? And now the rockets. But you built your empire on the Tesla electric vehicle. Dude, where do you think the electricity comes from to charge the Teslas? Unicorns? Farted out? Where does it come from? It's not solar panels, Elon. It's not even windmills. It's coal. So the Bitcoin is bad because of coal, but not the Tesla cars. I implore you, and this is what I tweeted out, I implore you, please, you haven't virtue signaled so far. Don't start now. Okay, we need one guy with, what does he have, 4 million followers? We need one guy out there with a little bit of a platform who's not a politician to not be a virtue signaler. As we say at the end of every show, hold the line, Elon. Hold the line. Okay, got to take a call then. I got to share some amazing cuts with you. Let's go to Sam in Orlando, line 3. Welcome, Sam. What's your question?
Sebastian, I got two of them, partner.
Yeah.
All right. The first one real quick. All right, so I'm always saying I see it being premeditated because of the way the events have unfolded, including the pipeline that we just went through. I believe that's all in-house. You know, with modern technology, we got the best right here. People are very wise. So I believe it's all. Now, my concern is...
What are you saying? You got to slow down, Sam. Slow down. Sam,
okay.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Slow down.
Yes.
What are you saying in-house? Are you saying Biden crashed the pipeline?
They would have every motive to do it.
No, bollocks. Sam, you can't just throw garbage out there like that.
I'm speculating.
Okay, second question.
Okay, who or when will they acknowledge and let us know how far we've already been advanced in our space force? Being our space center, we abandoned and went to the international, but I don't think we ever stopped working on it, and it could be the mothership that all these things are going to. So Trump, when he told us we need our space force, got us ready like Obama said, oh, yeah, we've been listening in on you because of terroristic threats on our country. They have to have a way to leak it out there. My point is this. Putin said he had a rocket that we couldn't touch. And then right after that, Trump says this is what we got to have. And how long before the prediction do you think before they'll let us know that we are way ahead and no worries?
I have no idea what you're talking about. You've lost me completely. And on the call screening board, it says that you told Mr. G you wanted to talk about vaccines. So what's going on,
right,
Sam?
Yeah, is that going to sterilize the kids? Now they're going below 12.
How many times have you listened to this show?
You and I know. We don't have no idea what the...
Sam, answer my question. How many times have you listened to this show?
I always hear you say it, but
can you answer a question? You want me to ask you in German, French, Hungarian, Polish? I can do it. Answer the question. How many times have you listened to this show? Is it more than once?
Oh, plenty more.
Okay, like so why are you calling into my show, wasting my time and 3 million listeners and however many people
you
are watching us on
Run?
You're wasting my time. Sterilizing the kids? What the flip are you talking about? What are you basing that on? Good. Don't waste my time. Sterilizing the kids? Space stations? Are you on crack, man? I will take questions, serious questions. And you know, I'm not a fan of the vaccine regimen. You want to take it? Do it. I'm not going to take it, especially because one of them uses aborted fetal tissue and the other one is experimental mRNA. It is not a classic vaccine technology. All of them are emergency FDA experimental regimens. But if you want to, your body, your choice. But don't come on here spouting sterilization of children. Are you insane? There's a lot of things going on in this country, but the idea that big pharma, what happens to the market for big pharma if everybody sterilized, you moron? Nobody has kids, and then nobody takes any kind of medicine, not even a painkiller and an aspirin. What happens to the profit margin for Big Pharma? You kill all human beings, and then there's nobody to buy the medicine that makes them all the profits. Can you think for 1 millisecond before you spout vomitous, cretinous stuff out of your mouth? Critical thought, man. Critical thought. Apply it. We are surrounded by real evil, deep state actors, people who want to undermine our representative republic. And you are doing damage to those who are fighting the real fight. Not just me, but everywhere across this nation, whether it's those people fighting at the Loudoun County School Board meeting we're going to play for you, whether it's people on Capitol Hill like Louis Gohmert and Mo Brooks, who's next, by spreading crap. Use your brain, man. You are undermining us. Space stations and sterilization by vaccine. Stick to the real threat. Stick to critical race theory, Antifa, BLM, Sasha Vindman, the so-called whistleblower, Brennan, Comey. Let's kind of fix the real stuff first before you start smoking crack. Thank you, Jeff. We need one of those at least once a month. Don't hurt the conservative movement by spouting not-so conspiracy theories. We've got enough real evil to deal with. Stay on target, man. Stay on target. To quote a certain sci-fi movie that shall not be mentioned. Okay, Mr. G? This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel. If you are in pain every single day, you must try this incredible product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now by calling 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose except the pain? 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
We're halfway through. I'm running out of time. So much to share with you. Incredible footage from just down the road, Loudoun County. One parent, a black parent, who stood up and, man, if we have 1,000 of her, we'll be fine. She blasted that board for critical race theory, how it's racist. I know our current guest has something to say about it, but first let's talk about getting America back to work, representing the 5th Congressional District of Alabama, a good friend of America First, Congressman Mo Brooks. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Sebastian. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
So, finally, we have the blessings of St. Fauci and the CDC. We don't have to wear masks unless businesses and federal agencies say we have to wear them on their property. Please talk to us from your perch and what you're seeing in your great state when it comes to the need to get the nation back to work.
We decided that Fauci was not the leader that we should follow long ago. I was at a Hartselle, Alabama Chamber of Commerce annual gala last Friday with 100 and some people in a relatively small area, 8 people per table. Not a single one was wearing a mask. So in Alabama, our motto is we dare defend our rights. We are free. We are at work. Our lives are returning back to normal, and perhaps most importantly, when football starts in September at Alabama and Auburn, we're going to have full capacity stadium attendance.
And as a result, what do you envisage? Do you envisage, because the discrepancy between Alabama and Florida and a New York or California couldn't be larger. Are we simply going to create a divided nation, Congressman?
Well, we're not the ones creating it. We believe in liberty and freedom, and that's the way it was when it was founded in 1776, when so many Americans sacrificed their lives to give us that liberty and freedom against a tyrannical monarchy, a kingdom called Britain, which was at that time the world superpower. It's the rest of the country, or certain parts of the country, that for some reason out of ignorance, I can't think of any other explanation, have started to adopt the mantra of socialism. Those countries are in for, excuse me, those states, those parts of the country, are in for a rude awakening when they figure out how bad socialism is. Of course, we have people from all over the country that are moving to Alabama and Florida and Texas. We just hope they don't bring their bad politics with them. We hope that they remember why they left their states and moved to these good states.
Well, you mentioned socialism, which pitted class against each other. Now they realize they can't do that. They're pitting ethnic groups against each other. And one of the most divisive weapons they have is, of course, critical race theory. We're going to play the unbelievable video from Loudoun County School Board meeting where this one black woman stood up to fight against the racism that is critical race theory. But you're taking action yourself. Please tell our millions of listeners and viewers what Mo Brooks is doing.
Well, I'm doing every effort there is to try to put a stop to critical race theory, and here is why. Two principal reasons. One, it's Marxist. Two, it seeks to divide us Americans based solely on skin pigmentation, something that none of us have any control over when we are born, and which should not be a factor in anyone's evaluation of who we are as people. And so they're taking us in the exact opposite direction of where we ought to go. The socialists are, with their critical race theory advocacy, enhancing bigotry and promoting racism when we need to be coming together because our blood is all red.
Follow this man right now, brooks.house.gov, on Twitter at RepMoBrooks. Congressman Brooks, the events of the last 48 hours, Liz Cheney is gone. Apparently, we will have her replacement maybe tomorrow. Are you satisfied that GOP institutionally is moving in the right direction, or is there still a lot of work to be done?
Well, we have a lot of liberals who are in the Republican conference. When the Republicans are in control, one of the reasons that we did not have as much success as we had promised our voters is because our liberal wing would vote with Democrats. So while Republicans were in the majority for a significant period of time during the last decade, conservatives never had a working majority in the House or in the Senate. And hopefully the voters in 2022 and 2024 will fight back and understand that there are two battles that have to be won to win the election war. The first battle is in the primary. It doesn't do us any good to go ahead and elect a rhino who's just going to do what the Democrats want him to do. And then the second battle is that our conservative nominee needs to beat the socialist Democrats so that we have a clear-cut gain in the House and in the Senate.
You have decided to run for the great state of Alabama for the Senate seat that is available. How can our listeners support you and find out more about what you wish to do as the senator for the great state?
Sure. Well, you gave your listeners the government addresses.
Yes.
Let me give you the campaign addresses where I can speak more freely because we are being subjected to censorship now with our communications at the governmental level. If you want to get my clear thoughts that are unfettered by anything, go to MoBrooks.com. That's my campaign website, MoBrooks.com, or on Twitter, it's at MoBrooks. Now, what am I going to do as a United States Senator? Very simply, fight to promote and protect the foundational principles that have combined to make America the greatest nation in world history. Hundreds of thousands of Americans before us have sacrificed their lives in this fight for liberty and freedom. I believe the least we can do is honor their sacrifice by making sure that liberty-loving patriots are elected at the ballot box in 2022, and I'll be one of those. And as Sebastian knows, and don't rely on my words, rely on Sebastian, because he knows me pretty well, I'm not about to back up in the face of these socialist Democrats or the fake news media when they try to beat us into submission. I'm going to take it right back to them because that's what we need so that the American people can see a good, clear contrast between evil policy and good policy.
I do know this man. I've broken bread with him. Find out more. Support this man at MoBrooks.com and his political Twitter handle, at MoBrooks. In the last minute we have with you, Congressman, we are less than 120 days into a new administration. Your description of the last 3.5 months in America.
an abysmal failure that threatens our future. You've got the Keystone Pipeline that has been canceled that risk America's national security. You've got the Socialist Democrats not understanding in athletic activities that men do have a biological advantage over women. Now, they seem, on the other side of the coin, the Socialist Democrats, to be confused about what the science is between a man and a woman. We've got inflation that is rearing its ugly head, which is to be expected when you have these huge deficits and you're artificially inflating the money supply. The southern border is a shambles. Folks, we're going in the wrong direction at a rapid pace, and we need every American citizen to stand up and do what our ancestors have done before us, fight for our country, and you can do that by sacrificing your time, sacrificing your money, or better yet, run for public office.
Yes.
To help make sure that we have sensible people in those positions. It's a lot easier to persuade someone who already agrees with you than someone who hates your belief system. And on Capitol Hill, the haters right now are in charge of the House and the Senate.
Don't just sit there. Do something about it. That's how our nation was born. Get politically engaged and also support men like Mo Brooks. Thank you, Congressman and future Senator.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Thank you, Mr. President. What are you doing this Sunday? I know what I'm doing at 7 p.m. You better be there. You better be watching the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax. We are devoting the whole show to the deep state. What they did to Donald Trump. And what they're doing right now under Joe Biden to good Americans. You've got to catch it. 7 p.m. Eastern, re-airs 10 p.m. Eastern. If you don't have Newsmax on your cable carrier, you can download the app for free and watch it for free live. Newsmax, 7 p.m. this Sunday. You do not want to miss it. Thank you to Jordan, who just DM'd me on Twitter. If I wasn't clear, he makes it very clear. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine was developed and researched using cells from fetuses, but there are no cells in the vaccine. Of course, you're absolutely right. But from a theological, moral perspective, it's irrelevant. The use of the fetuses of the unborn in the development is the intrinsically evil act. So that's why, especially for Catholics, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a no-go. I'm sorry. But thank you, Jordan. You're absolutely right. Okay, I have to play for you two things. One's funny on a serious topic. The other one is hardcore. This is from our buddy from PragerU, Will Witt, and it's a satirical version of what could indeed be the near future. Cut 8, somebody from high school wants to apply to go to college.
Hey, is this where I apply for college?
Yeah, it is. Do you have your transcripts and your FAFSA?
Sure do. Got them right here. Feels good to be prepared for once.
Perfect. You also have your negative COVID test?
Oh, I didn't know we were supposed to have that.
Yeah, all students applying are supposed to have one. Do you have your COVID vaccination card, though?
Didn't know I was supposed to have that either.
Yeah, you're definitely going to need those. Let's just move on with your form. What do you self-identify as?
I don't know. I'm a guy, and I'm white, so...
All right, minor setback, but have you done your racial sensitivity training?
No.
All right, when was the last time you renounced your white privilege?
Never.
Well, have you even posted a black square on Instagram?
Sorry, man.
Look, buddy, I'm trying to help you out. Are you gay, trans? You have any Native American blood? Any sort of oppression we can use to help you out?
I mean, I got a 4.0. I was class president.
Nobody cares about any of that. Look, let's just finish your application. Smile, say down with America, and put your fist up.
Will Witt, he's funny, but is that far from the truth? I mean, really? You've seen the video. Black Lives Matter forcing people sitting in a restaurant to put the pump the fist of Black Lives Matter in the air, or they're going to get intimidated even more. So what's the response? This is the response from Loudoun County, from the local school board meeting, where one black parent said enough with critical race theory and all of you racists. Play cut 7.
In the words of Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Now I have a dream that we will implement love, not hate, or supporting another Jim Crow's agenda. CRT is not an honest dialogue. It is a tactic that was used by Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan on slavery very many years ago to dumb down my ancestors so we could not think for ourselves. CRT is racist. It is abusive. It discriminates against one's color. Let me educate you. An honest dialogue does not oppress. An honest dialogue does not implement hatred or injustice. It's to communicate with without deceiving people. Today, we don't need your agreement. We want action and a backbone for what we ask for today, to ban CRT. We don't want your political advertisement to divide our children or belittle them. Think twice before you indoctrinate such racist theories. You cannot tell me what is or is not racist. Look at me. I had to come down here today to tell you to your face that we are coming together and we are strong. This will not be the last. Greet and meet, respectfully.
Now, she was so intense because they only allow the parents to talk for 1 minute, okay? But I know I say this a lot, Jeff. Jeff, can you find that woman for me? You got to try and find her. We got to get her on the show. Okay, she wants to talk about it. We've got less than a minute. Judy in Brooklyn on this issue. Now, line four, what do you want to say about CRT?
Well, all I can tell you is that this woman said it all, I guess, because it's interesting she threw out Hitler. First of all, you asked me last week, where's your source? So right off the bat, Dr. Gorka, Stephen Miller, he founded America First Legal Foundation. He is challenging the plans by the United States Department of Education to teach CRT, critical race theory. Plus, it hit me like 2 weeks ago trying to figure this out. And I said, 1 minute, there was one guy that implemented this theory into practice, and that was Hitler, except now he was against a race, the Jewish race. They weren't bad. They weren't allowed to even live. Now we have Kamala Harris's little American brown shirt army, BLM and Antifa, doing their intimidation and whatever. And cancel culture, by the way, if you say one word in school and against whatever, you got cancel culture. People are afraid to speak, okay? And then you've got there's a writer, Mildred 50. She emailed Tim Scott. Remember Tim Scott? And she said this thing. The token Uncle Tom, that's who he is, and the N-word. And then here's what she said. You knuckle-dragging conservatives should be sent to the ovens. Okay?
Yep, thank you. We're out of time, Judy. Yes, the origins of critical race theory are the ultimate origins of all racism. You're absolutely right. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
Did you ever hear the story I told about the first time I met a man called Donald Trump? I'll tell it later if you missed it, but I'll give you the little thing that made it easy for me during that conversation when he said to the only other person in the room, I like this guy. Let's hire him. You know why it wasn't hard for me to say yes? Because there was something genuine about this man. There wasn't the usual two-faced, Janus-faced, Washington, swamp creature-y attitude, which, of course, why would there be? He's a kid from Queens, never been a politician. And I thought, this guy's different. He's not what I'm used to. I grew up in the UK, but there's something real about him. And when I see that, when I sense that in other people who've come to the swamp, it makes me feel good. Somebody who has that, at least for the time being, I hope she never gets corrupted, is one of our favorite new quasi-politicians. She is from New York, member of the lower house for New York's 22nd district. Claudia Tenney, welcome to America First.
Thank you. What an introduction. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, don't ever lose that. Don't ever lose that kind of, you know, just regular kind of American vibrancy you have, because I think we need a lot more of it. So we have to talk about your plans. You're writing a piece. It's just about to come out. Got a superb title. We'll touch that in a second. But first, we have to ask you, the first 100 days, could it be any worse?
Well, I'd like to say we're insulting Jimmy Carter when we compare it to Jimmy Carter, because this is worse than even Jimmy Carter. At least he was well-intentioned.
Yeah, it took him more than 100 days for those gas lines, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is incredible, and I have a little. I mean, Jimmy Carter, when you say, you know, he was kind of a decent guy, a little micromanager, kind of a nerd, not a bad guy, just made bad policy and bad decisions. But he was a Naval Academy graduate, and he was a humble guy. So I look at this Joe Biden as just a career politician who, you know, doesn't have a lot of talent, has always relied on other people, has now, like, you know, enriched himself, or his family has certainly, on his largesse in politics, and it's he's a lifetime of politics. He gets in, and I don't know who he's turning to or who he's afraid of. And that question keeps getting posed. You know, I can't say this, or they'll get mad at me.
Right.
Or who are they? Is it Susan Rice? Who's the, you know, the mastermind behind here? Who's the wizard in the Wizard of Oz story here?
So I have to ask you the question that you know always leads me to have pause. Newt Gingrich had a theory a couple of weeks ago, and I consider him to be one of the smartest guys out there. And he said, you know why they're so insane, from totally opening the border to canceling the XL pipeline to bringing in real crazy radicals to the highest positions in the DOJ and in the intelligence community? It's because they know in their gut that they're going to get absolutely shellacked next year and in 2024. It's a kind of, you know, positive message for conservatives. Are you as confident as Newt is about the next election?
I think he's accurate that they are trying to do whatever they can to safeguard against the possibility that they're going to lose the House. What concerns me, though, is that they are so much more self-aware than we are. They know that could happen. But in case it doesn't, they're not going to pull. They're going to pull all the stops, including dividing our conference, finding people they can pick off one by one. And they found one. You know, they've got a member of our conference who's split off, who's, I would, you know, I can diagnose Trump derangement syndrome. I don't know the cure. I don't know if anyone does. But obviously our conference chair, Liz Cheney, who was, you know, was a friend, who's now saying anyone who dares to challenge any kind of election, you know, any kind of integrity, is an insurrectionist or a liar. You know, she's putting it out there. You know, and I look at the fact that you can't talk about it and audit it. It was plain as day. People know it. We saw it. I experienced it. It took 100 days from my election on November 3rd until I was finally sworn in on February 11th before they finally counted and recanvassed my vote and came up with every legal vote. And it's because the judge, in my case, who is a Democrat, who is elected democratically in New York, actually went beyond the procedural barriers, and he opened and registered ballots. I'm talking about applications of people who registered to vote on time but didn't get the registration uploaded. They were actually, their applications were reviewed, they were given registration status, and they were actually allowed to vote in the November 3rd, 2020 election. And this is as late as the end of January, beginning of February. And what's very interesting about that, so anyone that dares say, oh, there's irregularities or there's fraud or there's issues, everyone knows there is. That is actually the big truth. We all know that. We know there is election irregularity, and especially from New York. It's been going on in New York City for decades. The Democrats do it to each other in primaries. So now we have this national election where, you know, we have a member of our conference who is in a leading role, basically calling all of us liars if we dare question it. You know, I just started the Election Integrity Caucus. I'm co-chairing it with Representative Mike Garcia from California. You know, he's a guy who, he only won by a little over 300 votes. I won by 109 votes. We want to make sure this doesn't happen again. We want to make sure we set the record straight.
Okay.
And they are melting down over it.
So you just stole my thunder. You gave away the topic or the title of your next piece. I can't wait to read it. It's called The Big Truth. We've got a minute left. I'm going to ask you a question. I've asked every politician for the last, I don't know, week on this show. Is the GOP doing enough to make sure they don't steal it again? Because I hear concern in your voice. I'm convinced that you want to get it fixed. Is the GOP serious, Congresswoman Tenney?
I don't think the House and the Senate are serious. I think there's some real serious people out there in the rest of the country that are doing it. Case in point, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, just, you know, put in new laws that will ensure our transparency, our integrity, and fairness in elections. Other states are also following suit in Texas, and we have other states who have done it in the past. So this is something that the states have to be taking seriously. We need to message on this as Republicans and any independents, Democrats. Everyone right. should care about the sacred right to vote in this great country.
You've really impressed me. You've impressed me previously, this interview especially, because I think you've demonstrated your determination to fix this. Will you come back for a longer interview in studio to discuss specifically this issue?
Absolutely. I think we should talk about it. We're kicking off the caucus now.
Good.
Let's not let anyone suppress voter integrity. It's the most important. It's the most important issue that's facing our nation right now. It's why H.R. 1 is the first priority of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in the Senate. It's not the Green New Deal. It's not health care.
Right.
It's not infrastructure. It's complete takeover of our election system. By the federal government, which will change the balance of power forever.
Thank you for taking it seriously. One voice that is going to get to the bottom of this issue. Follow her at ClaudiaForCongress.com and Claudia Tenney on Twitter. God bless you. Can't wait to see you in studio in the ReliefFactor.com studio. Relief Factor. If you are suffering and you've tried every other form of pain relief only to fail, what have you got to lose? Please try the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Remember when men were men and the Democrats weren't lunatics? It's time to make America great again with our nation's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you kindly. Madness. That music is madness. They're having a virtual concert tomorrow. I'm so gutted. I'm going to be busy and you can only watch it live. Come on, guys. Sell DVDs, you know those old things, those little small silver albums. If you haven't done so already, make your feet happy. Order one of Mike Lindell's new sheepskin slippers with the MyPillow foam insoles. They really are quite sublime. Get up to 66% off all of Mike's amazing products if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Support this great man. 800-829-8468 is the phone number, but you've got to use my name for the big discount. 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to Antoinette, who's been very patiently waiting, line one, California. Welcome back, Antoinette.
Thank you, Dr. G. Listen, first, Liz, what's her face? What a nudnik she is. Thank you, thank you, thank you for First America listeners for supporting us, Voice for the Voiceless. A group of us from our group on Wednesday, we were fighting and standing up for freedom at that no vaccine passport rally on Wednesday.
Oh, hang on. So tell me, so you've been standing up, you've been praying at the abortion clinics, you've been doing your thing at the PCH and MacArthur Boulevard Junction. So what is this other rally? Tell me about this other rally.
The other rally on Wednesday was the no vaccine passport rally. A lot of us aren't into that stupid vaccine. So our fearless leader, Monica, stood at the Board of Supervisors meeting and talked about critical race theory. She's black. I'm Latina. A lot of us aren't taking that stupid vaccine or wearing masks.
So what happened? What happened at the meeting?
They postponed that vote. They want to do that digital passport in Orange County for if you've done the vaccine or not. And there were over 500 people there on Wednesday, and they had to postpone it because we are saying no, no, and no. So it's fantastic, Dr. G.
So are you guys going to go back in force to the next meeting and let your voices be heard?
Hell yes, we are. And I'll let you know when it's going to be. But I just wanted to say thank you again. All of us as Voice for the Voiceless, all you American First listeners supporting us on Friday, which will be there on Friday again from 4 to 6. But, yeah, we're doing that too, Dr. G. We can't not stand up and fight for our country, fight for Southern California. And Newsom, Gruesome, with that stupid extra $600, he thinks that's going to change our minds and not recall him. He's got something else too. He's a crazy person.
That's the America First spirit. This Friday, 4 to 6, Pacific Coast Highway, MacArthur Boulevard. Be there. Join the team. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.